Can African American ghettos experience revitalization leading to a new Black Wall Street? The history of African American ghettos in the United States is marred by systemic racism, economic inequality, and social exclusion. However, the tragic destruction of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, serves as a powerful reminder of the resilience and potential within African American communities. This article explores the possibility of revitalizing African American ghettos into vibrant economic centers akin to the historic Black Wall Street. By examining the steps necessary for such a transformation, we can envision a future where these marginalized communities thrive once again. Early in the 20th century, Tulsa, Oklahoma's Black Wall Street, also called the Greenwood District, was a prosperous African American neighborhood. It was populated by many prosperous companies, business owners, and professionals, which helped to build a self-sustaining economic ecology. However, in 1921, it was destroyed during the infamous Tulsa Race Massacre, which resulted in the loss of lives and the decimation of the community. Despite the devastating impact of the Tulsa Race Massacre, the legacy of Black Wall Street remains a symbol of African American resilience and collective strength. Even in the face of hardship, it serves as a testament to the prospects of economic prosperity and cultural empowerment. The lessons that can be applied to today's African American ghettos are those that can be learned from this horrific incident. Revitalizing African American ghettos requires an acknowledgement of the historical significance of Black Wall Street and a commitment to rebuilding a sense of community, pride, and economic empowerment. By embracing the spirit of resilience and entrepreneurship that defined Black Wall Street, these communities can create new opportunities for growth and success. One crucial step toward revitalizing African American ghettos is attracting substantial economic investment. This can come from both public and private sources, including government initiatives, corporate partnerships, and community-driven entrepreneurship programs. Investment in infrastructure, education, and job creation can provide a strong foundation for economic growth. Access to quality education and skills development programs is vital for empowering individuals within African American ghettos. By enhancing educational opportunities, fostering vocational training, and promoting entrepreneurship education, residents can acquire the knowledge and skills needed to participate in a new Black Wall Street. Additionally, mentorship and networking programs can connect aspiring entrepreneurs with successful business leaders, facilitating learning and growth. Community involvement and empowerment are essential for sustainable revitalization. Creating community-led initiatives, cooperative businesses, and support networks can foster a sense of ownership and collaboration. Encouraging civic engagement, advocating for policy changes, and promoting social entrepreneurship within these communities can also help address systemic barriers and promote social and economic equality. Revitalizing African American ghettos into new Black Wall Streets requires collaborative partnerships between government corporations, community organizations, and residents. By working together, stakeholders can leverage their resources, expertise, and networks to create a comprehensive and inclusive revitalization plan. Such partnerships can facilitate access to funding, knowledge, and mentorship opportunities, ensuring the success and sustainability of the initiatives. Promoting entrepreneurship and supporting small businesses within African American ghettos are crucial components of revitalization. Establishing business incubators, providing access to affordable loans, and offering mentorship programs can help budding entrepreneurs overcome financial and logistical challenges. By fostering a supportive ecosystem, African American communities can generate wealth, create job opportunities, and cultivate a culture of entrepreneurship. Encouraging local spending and supporting Black-owned businesses can also contribute to the economic vitality of these communities. To establish a new Black Wall Street, it is crucial to address the systemic barriers that have historically hindered African American communities. This includes combating racial discrimination, advocating for fair housing policies, and promoting equal access to healthcare, education, and financial services. By dismantling these barriers, African American ghettos can flourish and become vibrant economic centers. Preserving and promoting African American culture and heritage is integral to the revitalization process. Celebrating the arts, music, literature, and history of these communities not only fosters a sense of identity and pride, but also attracts cultural tourism and investment. By creating cultural districts, museums, and events that showcase the rich heritage of African Americans, these neighborhoods can become thriving cultural hubs. In conclusion, revitalizing African American ghettos into new Black Wall Streets is an ambitious but attainable goal. By drawing inspiration from the resilience of Black Wall Street and implementing clear steps such as economic investment, education, community empowerment, and collaborative partnerships, these marginalized communities can experience economic growth, empowerment, and cultural resurgence. With a collective commitment to dismantling systemic barriers and nurturing entrepreneurship, a future where African American neighborhoods thrive and prosper is within reach.